Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When was the last time you let God be the main thing in your life? That's the question that's been hounding me all week. First, there's this audiobook by Henry Nouwen called In the Name of Jesus, where he keeps telling me, because I'm listening to it on repeat, that it is a temptation for a Christian leader to be relevant, a temptation to be relevant, just like Jesus being tempted to turn stones to bread, a genuinely relevant miracle, one I know that I wish I could do sometimes, especially when people call looking for food. And that is apparently not the point of ministry at all, that the point is to love Jesus, to bring nothing but our broken, irrelevant selves to shine the gospel in people's broken lives. Not to be relevant, not by being relevant, but by loving Jesus. Well, then earlier this week, I heard this amazing story about a pastor named Ed Dobson, who pastored a really large church of about 5,000 people or so, and was diagnosed with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, and was given 3 weeks to live 11 years ago. He's had quite the journey since then, but in one of the videos that has recently been done highlighting his life since the diagnosis, he looked back on his really busy ministry and said, "I was too busy leading to follow." Too busy leading Jesus' church to follow Jesus. Then later this week, I've had this conversation with a person, a teacher, a friend of mine, who is making a point about leadership by quoting a rather famous individual. And the quote goes something like this, that the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And if that main thing, well, if the main thing for being the church is God, and it is, isn't it? How do we keep the main thing the main thing? I mean, what gets in our way of letting God be the main thing in our lives, in our practical realities, in our communities, in our hopes and dreams and visions? How come God isn't always the main thing? And then finally, I read this very thought-provoking blog post by a colleague of mine who noticed that we hardly ever talk about God as a church. That we're more inclined to talk about how wonderful our ministry is, or how welcoming we are, or how great our food ministry is, but we forget to talk about God. We forget the first part of the ELCA vision statement, which goes something like this, God's work, our hands. And we tend to only focus on that second part, the our hands part. For example, we here are doing really good work, gathering food, and supporting the local food bank, and then also working to support ELCA World Hunger initiatives. And indeed we are. But how much different is it to say, God is doing amazing things through us, to feed those in need by opening our hearts and hands to others? So it's with all of those thoughts that I turn to the texts today. These texts that insist again and again that the main thing for us should be God. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. God's weakness is greater than human strength. God's foolishness wiser than human wisdom. The heavens declare the glory of God, But the texts remind us, too, that putting God as the main thing is not going to fit real well with the way that we mostly expect the world to work. Because if we're honest, the main thing, God revealed in Jesus, in the cross, is not what we want the main thing to be. We want the main thing to be relevance, power, authority, spectacularity. We want the main thing to be about our ability to be in control, to maybe even keep some of those commandments. We want the main thing to be about the temple, the temples that we build, or the sacrifices that we make, or the money that we invest, the time that we spend. But Jesus drives them out, turns over our investments, promises the destruction of the temple, threatens our concepts of time, and stands alone in the empty space left over and claims, "I am." Claims that God, that Jesus, the enfleshed I am, is the main thing, is the only thing. And that doesn't make any sense to us at all. In a world that highlights the beautiful, the wealthy, the powerful, in a world that highlights the busy, the movers and shakers, the people who get things done, it makes no sense to claim that the main thing is a cross. And not just any cross, an empty cross. An instrument of torture that has no more power. A means of death that has been claimed for life. A sword truly beaten flat for the work of bringing life. Not because we changed anything at all, but because God did. And that's the main thing, isn't it?